على اسمي ومركز الصحابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم Tuesday morning on our program The Bliss of Marriage Part 1 every Tuesdays between 11 a.m. to 12 o'clock with myself Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia and of course our beloved senior Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. I want to welcome our beloved engineer Brother Lokolo. Let's welcome our beloved listeners of Sirius FM Haji Faisal Asmal and Company, and let's welcome our beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'a. Ustad, it's a beautiful Tuesday morning, the 4th of Safar, 1442. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan.
Somebody says, Ustad, I am 8 months pregnant and my husband has given me 3 talaqs. What will my child's surname be, that of mine or my ex-husband? Anonymous Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And this is the time that the husband should reconcile with the wife. Allah alone knows what the problems were, but very, very sad that you are 8 months pregnant and your husband now gave you and issued 3 talaqs. Okay, we need to discuss all the issues. Number one, all 3 talaqs are valid. And remember, that is according to all 4 schools, the Shafi'is, Hanafis, Malikis, Hanbalis. That's one. Then number two is, your iddat period will be, when you give delivery of the baby, your iddat will finish. وَأُولَاتُ الْأَحْمَالِ أَجَلُهُنَّ أَيَّضَعَنَ حَمْلَهُنَّ. That once you give delivery of the baby is born. Chapter 65, verse number 4, then the iddat has expired. Third one, remember the surname of the baby will always be that of the father and not the mother. The only time it goes to the mother is when it is a haram child, illegitimate child. Although now you don't like your husband, but the fact of the matter is it's still your husband's child. So whether it's a boy or a girl, the surname will go to your husband, his name or his surname, and that is compulsory upon you. Chapter 33, verse number 5, Ud'uhum li'abaihim wa aksatu indallah. So you must call them by the biological father's name. That is justice by Allah. It's haram for you to now to change the surname to your surname, because then you are sending out the message that this is a haram child and an illegitimate child. So you can understand the consequences yourself and what the ramifications will be. And the last one will be, once you have given birth and so forth, then always, even now, read all these du'as. Number one, Rabbi Habli Mina Salihin. Oh, beloved Allah, grant me pious children. Chapter number 37 and verse number 100. And seeing you are already in your last stages, your last month, so what you should do is read chapter 21, verse 33. Oh, Awalam yaralladina kafaru anna samawati wal arda kanata ratqan fafataqnahuma. The heavens and the earth were all stuck together, and then all Allah separated it with ease, simple, very easily. So all Allah will make your labor pains also very, very easy, inshallah. Recite abundantly chapter Surah 21, verse 330 in the 17 Subara, 17 Jews. And thereafter, remember, when you give birth, then there'll be nifas and postnatal. Then the maximum period is 40 days, that is Hanafis and Hanbalis. And according to Shafis and Malikis, the maximum amount of nifas postnatal is 60 days. So in the meantime now, you read and make all the du'as, give out some charity. And one word of advice I will give you, never prevent your husband from visitation rights. Remember, it is your baby, your child, and likewise is his child. You can't reconcile with him, but remember that don't let the child suffer, and you tell him that he can go fly a kite, and you won't show him the baby and so forth. So that also is unacceptable.
Let's go to Cape Town, Ustad. Muftisab, my sister-in-law talks about other beautiful women when my husband is around. What can I do and pray? Anonymous, Ustad.
You must tell them they mustn't come there to your house, and they are causing turmoil, tension, conflict without any need and necessity. One is that the person don't read salat, or a person, she, the lady, don't wear hijab, niqab. She dresses immorally, immodesty. So then she raises that issue so people can benefit. But yeah, deliberately the aim is to cause conflict and tensions, and then she will speak of this lady, that lady. So tell them she's no more welcome in your house because she's causing all this tension and conflict and so forth. So in Islam, you don't have to sever ties with her, but you curtail ties with her. When you see her, you just make salam and you carry on. So why must you entertain them, accommodate them in your house, and then you have to make tea and make biscuits and give them cake and give them this, cook sisters and what have you, and they're still causing tension, conflict in your house? Then out of sight, out of mind, tell them, please, it's better in future you don't come.
There's a sister says here, Mufti Saab, she's listening to you right now. She says, Mufti Saab, I have an abusive husband and abusive in-laws. Can I walk out of the marriage? Ustad, Anonymous?
Obviously, every person can understand that this program, the bliss of marriage, is one side of the story, and we don't know what is the other side. Many a time, if not all the time, but many a time and several times, when people pose a question, remember, it is a slanted question, people will always want the answer in their favor. So we always will answer the question as the question is posed to us. But we don't know what is the other side. Remember that. That is the function, that is the job and duty of the qazi, the judge. He will go and investigate and so forth. But for us, we just have to answer the question as it is posed to us, whether here on the radio or whether on the WhatsApp or SMS or email. So we just answer the question as the question is posed to us. So if you are really speaking the truth, and that is your husband is abusing you verbally, emotionally, mentally, your in-laws also are siding with him, with their son, and they all have ganged up against you. So these are the options available to you. You can request a talaq from your husband as a last resort. Second one is that you tell him you want fasakh. That is, you go to the ulama and you explain to them what is happening. You married 5 years, 10 years, whatever, and all these are the serious issues, so that you call fasakh, annulment of marriage. A third option you have is you go and you have a temporary separation to your parents' place or brother's place, and in that way, when he tells you come back and so forth, then you'll tell him, fine, you are willing to come back, but these are the conditions A, B, C, D, E, F, and then you will come back. Both of you must sign that agreement. So these are the options that you have. Either you opt for talaq and divorce, either you go for annulment and fasakh of marriage, that you have to go to the ulama and the sheikhs. And remember, the third one will be a temporary separation. So maybe that is the option you should look at, a temporary separation, and that will bring him to his senses as well. And it seems that you are living with your in-laws, I don't know, but there's the perception, an impression created. So in a case like that, you must explain to him that it is your Islamic right that you want your own house, your own flat, your own outbuilding, although he pays the rental or whatever, but it's not necessary, compulsory for you that you must stay with your in-laws, more so when they are abusive towards you.
KZN says, Ustad, is it permissible for a Hanafi male to get married to a female who is the, it says here, Khatri, Ustad?
So you must remember what they mean. That is, a person who's following the Hanafi school, he wants to marry a Khatri girl. Khatri will mean Sunni girl. So you must remember, as long as she belongs to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and you might have few differences on certain issues, but remember, as long as she's still belonging to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, so they might be, you understand, that they make khatam 40 days and they do these type of things. So all that you can overcome, but you must clarify all these issues, then the nikah will be valid. And she is happy, her father gives permission and so forth. But for you, you must remember to marry a Shia, to marry a Qadiani, to marry Aga Khani, to marry all these type of people that is haram, they're out of the fold of Islam, and for you to marry them, definitely not permissible. And if you're not happy with the girl or a belief structure and so forth, and you say this will be a recipe for disaster, so just call it off. Why must you go and propose and so forth? There are many, many fish in the ocean, you know. So she don't need you and you don't need her. So whatever is best for you and your wife to be, that is what you must ask Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, let me marry that lady who is khair for me and good for me in this world and in the year after. And likewise you, sister, Ya Allah, grant me such a humble husband that is khairan, that is good for me in this world and the year after.
Somebody says here from Mayfair West to start, Mufti said, my husband used to live alone before we got married. He had a domestic who was working for him for years. We have been married now for 6 months now, and the domestic carries on like she is the madam of the house, Mufti Sab. She doesn't listen to me, and he refuses to fire her. Now I am beginning to think something is up between them. What should I do? Please advise me, Ustad.
Obviously, when he was living alone for 6 years and he had a domestic and she's coming every day, every second day, third day, we can't make wild allegations and accusations, but one and one does make two. So when you put butter next to the stove, then you know what is going to happen. So we can't say that you are sleeping with her or something, you don't have proof. But remember that such an alliance, such a relationship, definitely is a cozy relationship, to put it mildly. So therefore, now you are 6 months in the picture, she is 6 years in the picture, so therefore he won't just listen to you and so forth and so on. So what you must do is, when he's in a good mood and now you are alone, there's nobody there and so forth, so you must speak to him and be honest with him and tell him that this is going to have a huge strain on your marriage. What is going to happen, that now he will feel one side is the wife and one side is this lady who knows every need of his, because she is there 6 months with him and so forth. And you cannot cast any allegations, accusations, and tell him that he committed fornication or he's committing now after nikah and marriage adultery with her without any proof and so forth, unless she comes and admit to you that this has happened and so forth and so on. But all said and done, my advice to you will be that tell him that even you are prepared to pay a certain amount and she has to go out. Because you must remember, in English you will call this is the Trojan horse. So remember that she will always be the one that is the obstacle in your marriage. Anything happens, your first thing in your heart, in your mind will go, she is the cause. Whether she is or not, that's a different issue. issue. So that will be my advice, that the best thing is that you get rid of her and even pay her so she can go and so forth. And because Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yakhluwanna rajulun bimra'atin illa wa thalithuma ash-shaytan. His authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif Mustad Ahmad. When you have a strange male, you have a strange female, and they're alone, and this was for 6 years. So obviously that you must remember it was a very cozy relationship. Whether it went further, Allah alone knows all that. So, but the fact remained it continued. So that third party there is always the shaitan. She knows the in and outs of your husband, and he knows what she needs and what you have you. So therefore, the best is you have to get rid of her. Otherwise, it will be kabab mehaddi. I don't know if you know kabab mehaddi, the third party in the marriage, and that will be causing a huge, huge strain and problem in your marriage.
I see the sister says, Ummi Zahida says that we were waiting for this opportunity, Mufti Saab, and now alhamdulillah, we are in on level one. So inshallah, our daughter's nikah will be taking place next month. She says that, is there a hadith to this effect? That is it a sunnah for men and women to be separated at weddings, nikah, receptions, because our daughter is getting married, but my husband don't believe in this, Ustad.
MashaAllah, your daughter is getting married. Allah Jalla Wala grant her a pious, good husband. Ameen. And it is a good, a happy occasion. And remember, you must send all the details to Mohan Arafat. On Fridays, he has programs. So MashaAllah, that between 10 and up past 10, so they can announce it as well on Markaz Sahaba. And the third one will be, it's not about sunnah, and that is compulsory, is wajib and farz. Islam does not allow intermingling and mix-up of men and women and everything. Everybody can see the bride, everybody can see the groom, and everybody is dressed up, you know, that see my dress must be smarter than hers. How can I wear the dress that I wore in the last function? So my dress has to be up to date, my bag has to be up to date, my shoes has to be up to date. You know the women, majority of them. Therefore Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke of the women and said, Rubba kasiyatin ariyatun fil akhirah. Many, many women who think that they are dressed, but they are naked in the year after. Either they're wearing transparent see-through clothes, either they're exposing their aura and so forth. And remember, they come in full view of the men. And for such women, Nabi alayhi salam said, Idha kharajatil. This first hadith is in Muslim Sharif. The second hadith I'm quoting now is in Tirmidhi Sharif. All these are authentic hadiths. Idha kharajatil mar'a. When a woman leaves her home, وَهِيَ مُتَعَطِّرَ, and she applies the makeup and what have you, فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا, then she's going to pass the man, intermingle with them, فَهِيَ زَانِيَ, she's just like an adulteress. It's authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So you better tell your husband, he must check his iman properly and see what Quran Kareem states. Surah number 24, Surah Nur, verses number 30 and 31. Almighty Allah has made all this very, very clear. It's no sense that you call people and say, you're waiting for level one, so now you want to call 200 people, 250 people, and or 500 people, or whatever, and so forth and so on. A big jaw and a big party and all the haram dandas and haram things are going on, and then in the ending we're making dua, Rabbana hablana min azwajina ya wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Ya Allah, give us such husbands and give us such wives and spouses and children that are the coolness of the eyes. Is like injecting poison and saying, Ya Allah, give shifa and cure to the person. So that's exactly what's happening today. So sister, you better sort things out quickly and win your daughter over your side. She must speak to her father and you must speak to your husband, and don't do things for showing off that we must call this one and that. Log who kahe, what the people will say and all that. So people will never be satisfied. So please Allah, please Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in that way Allah will give your daughter happiness and joy. Man samma sama'a, sama'allahu bihi. Always remember that. When we do things to show off, then Almighty Allah disgraces us. I know of so many people that they had what a nikah, what not 100,000 and 500. Cost them millions, you must remember. In 3 months, 6 months, less than a year, the daughter is back. So when we told them, they thought we were talking nonsense, you know. So, but now, then they say, no, you were right. So you must think about all these things, your sister. So don't try and impress people and show off and all. And show your husband, we are Muslims. Muslim means we must believe in the Quran Sharif, believe in the Sunnah Mubarakah, and innal bazazata minal iman. Simplicity is part of our iman. Why the Muslims today are the targets? I'm asking you. Our people are getting kidnapped. Our people are getting hijacked. Our people are the targets getting shot. Why? Because on occasions like this, our weddings and that, the way we show off, we'll come with the most expensive car. I will pitch up with my Ferrari and my Maserati and what and what. Mm. And then we will have the function in the 5-star hotel. So all this doesn't go unnoticed, you know. I don't know you. I'm just speaking, giving a brotherly advice to you. So the Muslim Ummah needs to wake up and get our priorities right. Mm.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. Someone says here, Ustaz, that wife uttered words of kufr unintentionally. For example, she says she does not believe at all in hadith. She only believes in Quran because it's a book of Allah. Nikah is valid, Ustaz?
If really she said that, whether she said so intentionally, unintentionally, I repeat and reiterate, if she said so, remember then she is out of the fold of Islam and she's a murtadda and the nikah is broken immediately and you cannot keep her in your house. You must remember that. She must make tawbah sincerely and thereafter remember, read the kalima again sincerely and the nikah must be performed again, then only can you and husband and wife live together. She says that she believes in Quran only. So what the Quran is saying? Chapter 16, verse 44. Chapter 16, Surah Nahl, the B and verse 44. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ. And we reveal to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the reminder. So why? لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ, so that you will explain to people مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, what has been revealed to them. وَلَأَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, and so that they must wonder and ponder. So Almighty Allah is teaching us this in the Noble Quran, but today so-called enlightened Muslim, that they say, no, I only believe in Quran. So where in the Quran is written that Zuhur, Asr, Isha, you must read 4 rakat salat? Where in the Quran Sharif is written that you must read 3 rakats for Maghrib and 2 rakat for Fajr? So 101 examples, 1,000 examples you can give. And here you're rejecting this verse. Allah says, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam will explain. So now you're rejecting that chapter 16, verse 44. Then Almighty Allah mentions the functions and the duties which Nabi alayhi salatu salam will carry out and so forth and execute. Chapter 62, Suratul Jumu'ah, verse number 2. Yatlu alayhim ayatihi. He will recite the Quran to them, the students and the ummah. Wa yuzakihim, purify them from kufr and shirk and blasphemy, idol worship, polytheism, internally pride, arrogance, jealousy, envy. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, and teach them the Quran Sharif and Hikmah. So what is the wisdom? The wisdom is something else beside the Quran, and that is the Sunnah. Chapter number 53, verse number 3 and 4. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِي يُوحَىٰ. He, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does not speak of his own desires. It is but wahi and revelation that you must remember that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam receives. The problem is, when you married her, you just looked at a jamal and you looked at a mal. Remember these two words. You looked at her, jamal. Oh, she was a paragon of beauty. She had blonde hair and blue eyes. And she had the right figure. She was slim and trim and so forth. I was dreaming of such a lady. Where are you going to worry about the belief structure? Where are you going to worry about how committed she is to Islam and that? And then she came with a healthy bank balance also. On her name alone, she had a couple of million. And her father-in-law is there with a man of substance. So that is what happens today. And now, 1, 2 years, 5 years down the line, she say, you and your hadith go fly a kite. So straight away is kufr. She's out of the fold of Islam, becoming a murtadda. Your nikah is null and void with her. So understand the ramifications and the consequences. Very, very serious. If she dies like that without repenting, you can't bury her in a Muslim graveyard as well. Understand what's happening.
The brother says on behalf of his wife, he's asking you for maaf. Please forgive her, Ustad.
We forgive means nothing. She has to ask Allah for forgiveness and do it now immediately before death strikes by. And you no more husband, wife. For me, we can forgive. We don't even know who you are. I am there to give you advice. I am there, I want. Sufyan bin Uyayna, rahimahullah, used to say, people get upset when the teachers shout the students. But the father, mother are saving the child from the dunya fire, from the fire of this world. But the teacher is saving them from the fire of Jahannam. So that is what we want. We want to save your wife. Imagine from that. If she dies like this, it's everlasting Jahannam, brother. So understand. Make immediate tawbah. Cry to Allah. It was a huge, huge mistake, Ya Allah. And I repent. I read the kalima and perform your nikah again. And get 2 male witnesses. And then you re-perform the nikah. And make sure that it is tawbah must be from the bottom of the heart and not from the tip of the tongue. Allah Ta'ala. And always read these 2 verses. Chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse number 8. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana. Oh, beloved Allah, do not let our hearts get deviated. Ba'da idh hadaytana, after you gave us guidance. Wa hab lana min ladunka rahma. Oh, beloved Allah, that grant us special mercy. Mercy from your side. Innaka antal wahhab. Verily you are the best of givers. Chapter 3 verse 8. And always beg and beseech and petition Allah. Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Oh beloved Allah, then let me pass away with Iman and Islam and unite me with the devout and pious servants of yours. So immediately now do that, sister. And you the husband, make tawbah and become Muslim again. Read the kalima, ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammad abdu rasulu. Get your nikah performed and then you'll be a husband and wife again.
No iddat, Ustaz?
No iddat, nothing.
Well, 29 minutes to 12. Beautiful answer there by our beloved Fadilatul Ustaz. One more question. She says here, hi, I am Mrs. Adrian's daughter. I like listening to your show. She says here, dear Mufti Sahab, what remedy you can advise us? Because I see you and our sister, of course, your wife, Apa Fatima, you people are very long married. One of my very close friends just got divorced by the name of Anushka. So any remedy you can give us, Ustad, Mrs. Adrian's daughter.
I'm very, very happy, my sister, my daughter, that you are listening to our program and our voices are reaching right inside your home. I know your mother is an avid listener and now you also are listening. I think you're 2 or 3 daughters, your mother told us. So you are 3 sisters, Three sisters. So we make dua, we pray to Almighty Allah that He shows you the true light and gives you the true guidance so that we all can live in peace and harmony. You must speak to your friend, the one who's this divorce. Now she will go through trauma. She will go through a hangover. She will go through bouts of, you know, real sadness and grief. We don't know how long she was married. Maybe there are innocent children involved. So many issues. But you must give her this counseling and this pacify and counsel her like this. Number one, tell her that there's a creator, there's a God, capital G. First thing, who created us. Did we come on our own? Did our parents create us? Did we create ourselves? Did science create us? Did anybody create? No. So only Almighty Allah created us. Number one, created us. Number two, that remember, always remain positive with God Almighty. So pray to God, the one and Almighty. Oh God, I ask you for help. I ask you for divine assistance. And third one, remember that if there are children involved and so forth, then she must make sure, your friend Anushka, that she has custody over the children. Remember that. The motherly love, nobody can give. She only can give. So she must fight and make sure that the custody of the children she has. And then end of the day, she has to do real introspection. We were not there. We don't even know who they are. But I don't believe that in Islam or any religion that if and when divorce will take place, then we just say that this person is to blame or that. We have to look at both parties and remember, be fair to them. She must ask herself, who was the cause for this divorce? Was it her temper? Was it her tantrums? Was it her demands? Or was the husband, or you know, busy with other women, flirting and having affairs? Was he busy with drugs and alcohol? Was he the wrong party? So this is a time for reflection. So she must look and in that way become a better person. So with Allah's help, we are married. It's all Allah's mercy. But till today, we cry, we beg, we petition Allah. Because sister, the Satan, you will say Satan, we say Shaitan, very similar. So remember, his aim is always, يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِ, to cause separation between husband and wife. So now, yeah, they got divorced and they might be caught business and a lot of other issues. So these are the words. You must stand by her. Give her the support you can. She's your friend. A friend in need is a friend indeed. But with that, your advice must be sincere and your advice must be such that she must be thinking about it. Maybe it was her fault, not entirely, but partially. And maybe it's the husband's fault, but not entirely, also partially. So therefore, both of them should come out better human beings. And in that way, that if they want to reconcile, they can reconcile their children and so forth and so on. So God knows best, Almighty knows best. So that is my advice I'm giving you, and you should give her. But this is nothing to do with the question. But now Allah just put in my mind, your mother, honorable mother, told us one day, my daughters are even fearing to get married because you hear all the statistics and you hear all the downside. So that's my advice to you, O daughter, as well, and to your sisters as well. You must believe in one Allah, you must believe in one supreme being, and that is Almighty God, Almighty Allah, and you pray to Him and you say, oh God, I believe in you and give me a good pious spouse and so forth and so on and so on. So you will see things will happen. So you have to remain positive with God. If you say, I don't get married, so God forbid, Allah forbid, are we solving the problem or are we running away from the problem? So you be honest. So Islam, man, is a message for humanity. Islam for all and all for Islam. You see, my daughter, my sister, there are two things every human being wants. We want to fulfill our lust, our passion, our desires. So how are we going to fulfill it? Either we do it the legal way or either we do it the haram, the unlawful way. So Islam is teaching us the legal, the lawful way. One. Second one is this, every person is hungry. So now my wife made for me breakfast, and after 1-2 hours it'll be lunch, and after 5-6 hours is supper. So now, so when I deliver the lecture, you know, before the marriage ceremony, so I normally make a like slight joke, like, you know, like after I say, inshallah, after 6 months and so forth, you will see the husband, he's also increasing. His wife gave him nice food. So he's also increasing in weight. And inshallah, the wife is also increasing because now she's expecting also. So you see, sister, daughter, that both parties, so that's a sign of the harmony and the peace. So shahwatul batn and shahwatul fard. Every human being has that lust and desires and passion. Every human being has that hunger and craving. So when we get married and we do things the proper, legitimate way, so it is fulfilled in a lawful manner. And that brings about peace and harmony. My du'as, my best wishes to you. And I never hear about your father. He's working very hard. So convey our regards to him as well.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Mustad Adrian Dotson says to your statement, true, my mom was right. She is right that she's she's scared to get married, Mrs. Adrian's daughter. And she says, please pray for my friend Anushka, 27 years old. She is an accountant, no children. She's 3.5 months pregnant. He is an addictive to alcohol. She put in crying faces, Ustad. And she says now they're fighting in court. He's fighting for her money, community of property, Ustad.
Yes, that's another big problem, and therefore you need to tell Anushka, and for you and your sisters and honorable mother, father, remember this Thursday, that's why we're having this program, and remember Moana Khalid Yaqub will be in Durban, I will be here, and inshallah we're going to discuss about inheritance, and this is one of the issues I have to address, that people register their marriage community of property, and then when there is a divorce or things like that, Allah forbid, then the party wants to claim the 50%. So now, yeah, he is, addicted to alcohol or drugs, Allah forbid, God forbid. Now he wants 50% of her money, 50% of her property, and so many other issues. So therefore, we must be very careful. And I didn't know she's pregnant, but anyway, she must make sure that the child and everything, that she must now have custody over the child, and she must make sure that he must pay, if they're going to court, all the expenses he must pay for the child. She must take him to the cleaners and get him to get the maximum amount out of him for the baby and the child. That is my advice to you.
20 minutes to 12. What a beautiful jawab and answer from our honorable Ustad. They want the podcast. We go inshallah for an interval. When we come back inshallah, we will continue with the bliss of marriage. Stay tuned.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jamaah.
17 minutes to 12. Before I go for the next question, somebody says here, Mufti Saab, could you please assist me? I'm in a bad position. My wife listens to your show and she says, as per you, that she can go to her mother's house and stay for a month without my permission. Ustad, anonymous.
Obviously, you know that sometimes some men or some women will always have selective as amnesia. They will listen half and half. They will conveniently forget, or they will just, say they never heard it. So how can any alim, any person give such advice that the wife can go for 1 month to her mother's place, parents' place, whatever, and without the permission of the husband? But I'm asking you, do you think that we will ever give advice like that? Yes, what we will say is this, like that question came just now, that the husband is very, very abusive. The in-laws are abusive. And now she has huge, huge problems and so forth. So now must she go for talaq and divorce, or what must we do? So we will say, before you go for talaq, go for 1-2 months by your parents' place and stay there. And maybe absence will make the heart grow fonder. And then you return to your husband if he tells you come back, but you come back with conditions. So what advice we are giving and what she's trying to tell you and what inference she's making is, asman ka farq, is between the heavens and the earth, the big difference there. So obviously, husband, wife, you're married happily. Nobody will tell you can go to your mother's place and that, or father's place or brother's place for 1 month without permission of your husband. So it's not common sense that. So that is asking for trouble. But if the marriage is on the rocks, the husband in the docks, and now you want to maybe salvage your marriage, then we will say, yes, go for a temporary, separation, rather than going for a talaq. And then maybe the husband will come to his senses and realize, an-ni'matu idha fuqidat urifat, that when the bounty is missing, then you recognize the value of it, what the big vacuum it is in in your life, how many people's duty she's doing and fulfilling, how many portfolios she has and so forth. So all these type of things. So what advice we are giving, but deliberately some people want to understand selective hearing and selective amnesia.
So Ustad, so how many organizations and ulama, Mufti Sahab, that how do we know which one is on haq, which one is on the truth or on batil? How do we know, Ustad? Could you please guide us, Ustad?
I will give you three criterias and just apply these three criterias, and then you will see that it's very easy to discern and distinguish that who is on haq, on truth, who is on batil, whether it is the Maulana, the Mufti Sahab, the whoever, or the Imam, or the Sheikh, or which organization, and so forth and so on. So first, I told you I'll give you three criterias. That first criteria, ask them, what do they say about the Shias? So Shias are those who are swearing, cursing the beloved Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They curse Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Allah forbid. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, Allah forbid. They curse our mother Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu anhu. They curse most of the Sahaba, Amir Muawiyah, daily they cursing him. So Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So when people are cursing Sahaba, all these type of things, then they got mut'a, they got prostitution, and they promote it. You must remember that. And Imam Khomeini, the shaitan, writes, you must remember, there in his book, Tawdihul Masail, which I have, they gave me. And you must remember that the day is the turn, you can make mut'a for 1 hour. Now, just now, it will be 12 o'clock, you tell the lady, take $50, 50 rupees, 50 rand, and she says she's happy, you don't need what this is, nothing, and you can sleep with her, and 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, after 1 o'clock, she go her way, you go your way. I'm asking you, in any person in their right mind, do you think Islam will ever allow this? 100% prostitution it is, but that is what the Shias, they thrive on, and they promote it also. All their famous books, you will find it about. So you must, and I got over 100 books of, they gave me the books. So you must remember, so that is the second issue. Then there are 101 other issues that were the Shia. So ask him, ask that organization, what you say about the Shias. And we don't want, you must whisper in people's ears. We want, you must make a public statement like I'm telling you now. And hundreds and thousands of people are listening. Shias are 100% kafir out of the fall of Islam. So you must make a public statement like that. If they're not prepared to do that, that's the first sign that that Maulvi, that Imam, that Sheikh, that Mufti, that organization is not on haq, they're on batil, and they totally, you must remember, people who are zigzag and totally upside down. So you must stay far, far from them. That's first criteria. Criteria number two, that you must ask them that what you say about those organizations, those Maulvis, those Imams, those Sheikhs who went to court to close the masjid. What you say about such people, that such people on haq or on batil, that is unprecedented in world history, I think. So Maulvis, zigzag Maulvis, Sheikhs, Imam, go to court as friends of the court to close the masajid. Inna lillahi. You know, when I think of it, I can't. So you must remember that Allah says, Surah 2, verse 114. For the Shias, I can quote to you 100 verses why they're out of the fall of Islam. So every verse of Sahaba in the Quran, they're rejecting that. So you must remember that. So what happens is that the people who went to court to close the masjid, Surah 2, verse 114, Quran says, لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِذْيُوا وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. For them is in this world disgrace, and you can see that disgrace, whether it's ABC, XYZ, whatever name they want to call themselves. So put the challenge to them, why don't you retract, why don't you ask Allah for forgiveness, why don't you say publicly you were wrong and so forth. But remember, when you want to curry favor with governments and authorities and you want to score points and so forth, then you do all the ducking and diving. So that's your second criteria. Ask all these crooked organizations, ask them, you must remember what you say about this issue here. First one, about Shias, whether they belong to media, whether they belong to organization, whether they belong to Mufti, whatever they belong to. So you ask them, second question. Publicly, they must to say, and that, not in one by one and all. They must go public, statement, go on the radio, everything. And that's two. And third one will be, that ask them what their teachers had to say. So if they studied in Pakistan and all that, then Hazrat Allama Yusuf bin Nuri Rahimahullah, everybody knows him. Hazrat Allama bin Nuri Rahimahullah, remember that we were there when we were studying. And Hazrat passed away in 1977. So you must remember he was dead against the Qadianis, the Shias, and against TV, and against all the shaitani business. So why you don't listen to your teacher? You don't want to listen to us, it's fine. So why you don't listen to your teacher? If you don't listen to your teacher, he's not your teacher, he's your sheikh. He was a principal and he's one of the greatest muhaddisin India Pak produced. So why you don't listen to your elders? So these are the ulama-i Rabbani, ulama-i Haqqani. And if you studied there in India and all that, then Mufti Saeed Palanpuri Hazrat passed away now recently. So when I questioned, I asked him, yeah, Dalum Zakaria. So whatever I'm saying, so 100% he even said more things. So you must remember, so whether it is about the Shias or whether it is about banking or whether it is, you must remember the so-called Sharia compliant or whether it's about TV or all, you must remember. So these are the senior ulama of our time. Then our ustads are here. Show me Darul Azadwal, what they say about Shiaism. You tell me. Every day they're giving out fatwas. Ask Darul Zakaria what they say. Ask Darul Ispingo Beach what they say. So these are the senior ulama. So why you don't listen to them? So you must remember these type of things there. So when people are not going to listen to their teachers, they're not going to listen to the elders, so what can you have? Can you have any confidence in them? So our vote is a vote of no confidence, nothing. We got nothing to do with them. So we tell them that you lana a'maluna wa lakum a'malukum. So use these three criterias. Publicly tell us what is your stance regarding Shias. Publicly tell us what is your stance regarding people who went to court to close the masajid. And publicly tell us why you are rebelling against your own teachers and elders. So what is the hidden agenda? Are you the Trojan horse? Are you the elephant in the room? Are you the one who want to cause harm? Or you want power at all costs? So just like the politicians, that people must listen to you. All that is backfiring now. Always they try to smear people. You must remember that. But today everything is turning against them. That is already what they're experiencing. Lahum fi dunya khizyu wa lahum fil akhirati adhabun azim. We make dua. Almighty Allah guide us all to the right path. And for you, the public and the masses, use these three criterias. Anybody involved in this, you can never follow him or that organization, and you must give no contribution to them as well. And to read Salat also is a big question mark, whether you can read Salat behind them or not. So remember, that is our fatwa, and we're very clear on this issue.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. I see the listener says, dear Mufti Saab, I'm from Pakistan. And says, yeah, I am living in Johannesburg. I like to know if okay for couple to have intimacy in privacy during day while our grown-up kids are at home, because I do feel a bit uncomfortable at times. Please shed some light on this. Ustad, anonymous brother.
MashaAllah, mere bhai, aap to Pakistan se South Africa tashreef laye, to ye ek jumla hai English mein, anytime is playtime. Anytime is playtime. To mashaAllah, aap akele ho, biwi akeli hai, bachche sab chale gaye school, madrasa ye ho, to agar aapko hum bistri karni ho, to bilkul jaiz hai, isme koi karahat nahi. To there's nothing in that, husband, wife, they're alone at home, the children are gone, ye there and everywhere, and now you're alone and you want to fulfill the conjugal rights of your wife. Either the wife initiates it, seduces you, you go to her, whatever. So totally permissible Islamically. There's no problem at all. So that is aapki riwaj aur aapke yaha rasm. So aapke riwaj ye hai ki sirf raat ko karte hain hum bistri, lekin agar aap din mein kare tab bhi koi haraj nahi Islamic mein, to jo hai bilkul jaiz hai. One is the custom tradition of people that husband wife will fulfill the conjugal rights night time, but now you want to fulfill it daytime, and more so now the children are not there and everything. So totally permissible Islamically, there's no problem. So that's why we say anytime is playtime.
Subhanallah. I see Brother Alfred, he says he's listening to you, Ustad. He says anytime is playtime. Somebody says, Ustad, this is from overseas. My husband freaks out when I visit family. He's antisocial, dear Honorable Mufti Saab. When visitors come, he hides in the room. People avoid him because of his harsh nature. And then he plays victim, saying no one cares about him. Could you shed some words for me, Ustad?
Remember, my brother, yeah, you need some now introspection, some reflection. You must follow what Nabi alayhi salatu salam, Allah ta'ala said, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. So you must remember, because of the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Allah Jalla Wala made you so kind and so compassionate, made you rahmatul alameen. So therefore, Almighty Allah made you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, uswatun hasana, the perfect role model for humanity and posterity. So you, my brother, you should be reading chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, and verse number 159. Walau kunta fadhan ghalid al-qalb, if you are hard and harsh at all times, all places, then everybody will run away from you. So it shows that that is the wrong attitude. Yes, we have to be firm and solid sometimes when people are trampling on the Sharia, when people are violating the Sharia and trying to even justify it, Allah forbid. So then you must be firm. Quran Kareem says, Ruhamahu bainahum, and ashiddahu al kuffar. So it shows that the time and place for everything. So you must, what you are doing, you want sympathy and you want empathy. People must come to you, but you're not prepared to change for the better. So you are wrong, my brother. So remember, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir fal yukrim dhaifa. Now mehman, guests come to your house, you run away. You go sit in the room. So you must honor your guests, my brother, and don't look for sympathy and say they don't care. How they can care of you if you go sit there in the room and so forth? So you have to entertain them, show them ikram, all these type of things here. So my brother, you have to change. If you change your attitude, then there'll be altitude. Altitude, Allah will let you go much, much higher also. And if you're going to continue like this, then you're going to lead a miserable life and make life miserable for your wife and family as well. Allah forbid.
Listen to this question, Ustaz. Cape Town. Molana, my ex-wife's name was Radia. Was. I have remarried and I married now for 8 years. My new wife's name is Maimuna Kala. It says here, Molana, my mother calls my present wife Radia. This causes problems everywhere I go. And now my wife is believing my mom and think that I have not divorced my first wife. What do I do? Cape Town, Ustaz.
Simple solution, Maybuta. You must tell your wife Maimuna. Maimuna means Yumnun. So you must remember is good omen and she's on the right path, and Yumna and all that. So she's on the right path and all that. And Radia, that Allah, she is pleased. Allah Ta'ala is pleased with her. She is pleased with Allah. So you must say that when my mother, you the husband must say, when my mother calls you Radia, she's telling you she's very pleased with you. She's not speaking about the first wife. First wife is history. We're carrying on with the geography. So you must be the diplomat. You must explain to her the terms. Oh, darling, your name is Maimuna. You're on the right path. Sirat-e-Mustaqim. And my honorable mother is calling you Radia. She's very pleased with you. So in that way, got nothing to do with the first wife. She's out of the picture, out of sight, out of mind. So tell her this is all shaitaniyat, that she will now start thinking that you are now having something to do with your ex-wife and so forth. So tell her the verse, يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. That is shaitaniyat, that shaitan, he wants to cause separation between the husband and the wife, and therefore she's allowing all these negative thoughts to come to her. So you must teach her all these type of verses. So where will you find it in the Quran? In chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, and verse 102. Surah 2, verse 102. So Buta, what you must do, you take Maimuna, your Froki, and your wife, and you sit with her, and sometime call Ummi, and your mother. Mm. And all of you, you make dua. And you're going to say, Ya Allah, we're making dua. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Ya Allah, you be radiyatan anna, radiyatan mardiyya. That when a person dies with iman, then Allah says, Ya أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية. You know the ending of Surah Al-Fajr? So you will find it there, my brother. Chapter number 89. So right in the ending. So tell her we make dua that Allah is pleased with us and we are pleased with Allah. So that is how you explain to her. Okay, we finish now. So inshallah, I just give you the rundown. So 12 o'clock the news, 12 to 1, brother Alpha Sinkosi with the current affairs. Then 1 o'clock Adhan, 5 past 1 to half past 1. Inshallah will be our tafsir. Today we discuss chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verse 51. And thereafter 1:30 to 2, Surah Baqarah, starting point verse 125 and 125 number the verse, and thereafter remember 2 to 3 Sheikh Zakaria in the mercy of Allah, 3 to half past 3 the repeat of the Q&A this morning, mashallah, very interesting, Allah accept. Then half past 3, 3:35 to 5:30 brother Amin Templeton, 5:30 to 7 will be Mawla Khalid Yaqub, 7 to 7:30 the repeat of today's tafsir that we will do between 1 and half past 1, and 7:30 to 8 will be Mawla Yunus Patel, Rahimullah Advices, 8 to 10, Mona Bilal Katrada with his program. So wonderful lineup. Make dua for us and the Ummah at large. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, that was our beloved senior Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah.